When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, September 22nd edition. Recording a little early tonight as we have Bench with Bubba coming up for you. So if you're into season-long fantasy baseball, make sure you check out Bench with Bubba. Give a rate review on both podcasts, MLB DFS Quick Hits and Bench with Bubba. We would truly appreciate it. Also, if you want to follow me on Twitter at BDIntric, I can help you out around there. Or join me in the free Fantasy Degens Discord to take care of your questions as well for all sports, not just baseball. If you'd like to see my premium content, my written content, go to rotoballer.com. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, premium values articles. Tuesday, Thursday, your free DraftKings picks. Saturday, the free cash game values for NFL DFS. And Sunday, your outfielder waiver wire column. So 7 days a week, some form of written content at rotoballer.com. Go check that out. Use promo code Bubba for 10% off the premium package of your choice. And also check out Prize Picks. Awesome way to you can do fantasy scores or prop betting, mix and match, multiple sports, 2 to 5 bets. Really, really cool concept. If you need a Prize Picks, use promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit match up to $100 when you create your account. All right, 10-game slate for you on a Wednesday. Let's get cracking for you. Top pitcher on this slate, Zach Wheeler, 10-4 at home against the Baltimore Orioles. Honestly, he should be priced up higher. There's 20-plus points for out of his last 5 starts. The dude's an absolute monster, 6 or more innings majority of the time. 3 earned runs or less majority of the time, and most importantly, strikeouts are a beast. 6 or more Ks in 3 straight starts. 6 or more in 4 or 5 starts. He's been outstanding. And now he faces a Baltimore Orioles team that's striking out 27% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the month of September, hitting only 215 with an 83 WRC plus 172 ISO. So they have a little pop versus righties, but tons of strikeouts, not a lot of average. Below average as a team offensively. Zach Wheeler, 10-4, large play there. Now, if you want to be a little contrarian here, you got Walker Buehler at $9,800 in Coors Field. Urias was okay, not great, but okay. And you got Buehler, who's coming off a rough one at Cincinnati, pitched well against San Diego, beat up by the Giants, but prior to that was lights out good. You get the Rockies in Coors, never a fun thing to say the least. Like if we just look at Rockies versus right-handed pitchers in the month of September in Coors Field, they're striking out 18% of the time with a 237 average, 175 ISO, 60 WRC plus. Not a lot of strikeouts, but they're still not a good offense right now versus right-handed pitching. So if you want to go Buehler to be contrarian at 98, I don't mind it, especially on the slate where pitching is not like outstanding. So you can go Buehler at 98 if you want. I still prefer Wheeler at 10-4. Chris Sale at 96 versus the New York Mets is quite enticing. We saw Erod slicing and dicing him for the first 3 innings, and he had some hiccups after that typical Erod-type start this season. But you can definitely have some fun with Chris Sale. The biggest problem still, 79 pitches his last time, 86, 95. This was the first start back from the COVID IL. I'd imagine we see 85 to 90 this go around. Got to be super efficient for that. Now that just makes things very, very difficult. Facing a Mets team that strikes out 21.5% of the time versus lefties in the month of September, I think I'm going to be passing on Chris Sale. I get it in tournaments. At that point, though, I'd pay $200 more and get Walker Buehler and see what happens. Corey Kluber's $9,000 at home against the Texas Rangers. I'm always team fade Kluber. He's coming off 6 shutout innings with 4 Ks against Cleveland for 21.3 points. We saw 95 pitches. He stretched out, and he gets a Texas Rangers team you can take advantage of. So this is one of those spots where I might not fade Kluber. Texas, 22.5% K rate, 251 average, 104 ISO, 63 WRC plus, first right-handed pitching. So Kluber, if you want to stack against him, I get it. At $9,000, though, against Texas, he's very, very much in play on this slate. Joe Ryan, $8,200 at the Chicago Cubs. This is a good one here. Ryan's been outstanding in his 3 outings. 5 innings or more in each one, 3 earned runs or less, 5 Ks in 2 of 3. Really strong stuff. 67 pitches his last time out. Prior to that, 85 and 89. He was making his first start after having a couple issues with an injury, but he looks good to go. His start was pushed back. That's what it was. So they might have been taking precautionary reasons with them. We'll see. But $8,200 should be ready to rock and roll against the Cubs offense, striking out 28.3% of the time versus right-handed pitching in the month of September. Sure, they're hitting 261, 229 ISO. You know, you got guys like Happ and company that are dropping bombs, but they are striking out a ton. And Joe Ryan's got some big boy strikeout stuff. So Ryan at $8,200, love him today at that price point. Some other options for you when you slide on down the list. If you want to go Herman Marquez and Coors, you can. I'll pass, though, against the Dodgers. Not my cup of tea. And other than that, there's not a ton down here for savings. The one I would go to is Cole Irvin, $5,800 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Irvin dealt against the Angels, dealt against Texas his last two. Last start against Seattle, not so good. So keep that in mind. Irvin's been very, very up and down this year, facing a Seattle Mariners offense that strikes at only 18% of the time versus lefties, hitting 226, 170 ISO, 92 WRC plus in the month of September. So it's not a must play at all. It's a very sketchy play, to say the least. But if you're punting, it would be with Cole Irvin. For the most part, similar to Tuesday slate, I'm not punting, though. Give me Zach Wheeler at 10-4, Bueller at 98 in tournaments, Kluber at 9,000, Joe Ryan at 82. Like, if I'm making one lineup, give me Wheeler, give me Ryan. Let's rock and roll. So those are the four I'm looking at. If you need to use another one, go ahead and use Cole Irvin, but not in love with any of the cheap options on this slate. Let's look at the bats on this 10-game Wednesday slate for you. Catcher's position. Dalton Varsho is interesting versus Ian Anderson because Anderson really has not had that elite strikeout stuff since coming back from the IL. Varsho's been crushing it. Super expensive. The D-backs are priced up like crazy the last like week or so. It's been pretty nuts to see. So they're always low-owned, very low-owned. So if you want to go there, you can. I'd almost rather go Will Smith at that point at $5,100 in Coors Field. He loves hitting long balls. He had a sack fly as of the time of this recording, so he's doing a little damage, but not what you'd hope. Honestly, if you're not paying $5,100 for Smith, $4,800 for Real Muto's outstanding. Another 14 points tonight. Got a stolen base, got a double, really, really swinging a good bat, hitting over 300 his last 10 games. $4,800 going up against the lefty Keegan Aiken, hitting cleanup for the Phillies. He's first base catcher eligible. I prefer to use him at catcher, but he's actually fine at first base the way he swings the bat. So a guy like JTR at $4,800 is a very, very good pay up spot if that's what you're looking to do. Otherwise, save some cash. Drop on down. You got Elias Diaz at 4K versus Bueller. It's Bueller, so probably not fading Bueller, but I get it. Wilson Contreras at 38. He went deep on Tuesday. If you're not using Joe Ryan, that's a great price tag for Wilson Contreras at 38. So you got a couple options there. But in reality, after JTR, you got Gary Sanchez versus the lefty Hearn at 37. That's a really good price point. You got Yadi Molina at 36 versus Brett Anderson. Really good there. I prefer Gary Sanchez over Yadi, but two nice mid-3K options there and really, really good spots. So keep an eye on those two. And dropping down below 3K now. Max Stassi, just really wishing he'd get things going again, but he's so cheap, so I don't hate it at any point in time. But again, Martin Maldonado is only $2,400 for his junk from LA. He's in play, or Castro, whichever catcher comes into to contact there for the Houston Astros. First base position, Brandon Belt. He's a $5,800 versus Vinny V, and I don't hate it. The Giants are going to be a big-time stack. I said late-night West Coast hammer. The Stella went deep in the first. The Giants loaded the bases and came up with nothing after that, unfortunately, but they're going to be a nice late-night hammer on Wednesday night against Vinny V. So Brandon Belt at 58, like that one quite a bit in that matchup. If you want to go to Freddie Freeman, the Braves are on fire again on Tuesday night. They're going to be a great stack against Merrill Kelly. Kelly's not a horrible pitcher. When he gets lit up a lot, especially by left-handed hitting. So Freddie Freeman at 55. I prefer Belt, honestly, or Matt Olson at 53. So Belt, Olson, Freeman, three great options above 5K. I prefer Belt, Olson, Freeman in that order. All really, really good looks. Real Muto at 48. Talked about him a second ago. Eduardo Escobar, first base, third base for Milwaukee. Brewers are facing Miles Mikolas, a massive pitch-to-contact guy. So Escobar at 47 is in play for you there. Paul Goldschmidt versus Brett Anderson at 46. Don't mind that. If you want to go back to Pete Alonso, he went deep off Garrett Richards. On Tuesday, he's $4,500 for Sale again. Sale's been giving up a home run from time to time, even though he's getting the strikeouts. And you can take advantage of that with a guy like Pete Alonso at low ownership at 4,600. Yuli Gurriel continues to rake. He's $4,200. Not a lot of power, but the batting average is legit. So if you want to go Gurriel at 42, not a problem with that as well. Yeah, CJ Cronin-Coors having a monster Tuesday night. He's $3,800 versus Bueller. Miguel Sano is $37 versus Hendricks. I'd rather have Cron in that situation. Or you drop down to Frank Schwindel. If you're fading Joe Ryan, Schwindel at 36 is a great price point. I'm a big Joe Ryan fan. I get it. He should probably be popular. So if you want to make a Cub stack and the weather's not brutal, it's fine. The weather was brutal on Tuesday, and they're scoring runs like crazy. So that's the beauty of two bad, bad teams. So Schwindel at 36 is in play. Luke Voit versus the lefty Hearn. If Voit cracks the lineup at 3,200, that's a great value on the slate. Mashes left-handed pitching, so he should be in that Yankees lineup. Matt Vierling, I believe it's Matt Vierling. Matt Vierling, talked about him on yesterday's pod. He was 2K for the Phillies. He's up to 25 now. The dude's been crushing it since getting called up. He's first base outfield eligible for the Phillies. He's $2,500 versus Aiken. I don't know if he starts lefty-lefty, but keep an eye on him as well. Second base position for you. You got Trey Turner and Coors at 57. That's fine. Ozzie Albies went deep again on Tuesday night. He's 53 versus Merrill Kelly. Have fun with that. Really good play there. Ketel Marte at 51. Don't mind that. Like a Braves D-back stack isn't the worst thing you can do. Don't mind Jorge Polanco, but at that point, if I'm paying 49, give me Albies for 53 or Ketel at 51, personally. Or drop down to Javi Baez at 45, which is hitting everything right now. Doesn't matter who's pitching. Chris Sale, who cares? Javi Baez at 45 is a nice contrarian play. Mentioned Tommy La Stella as a value on Tuesday. He went deep Tuesday, leading off the game. So he's 38 versus Vinny V. He's obviously in play in that matchup. Gleyber Torres, still too cheap. $3,300, a good cash game. Saving second base shortstop eligible versus Hearn. And then you got like Nick Solak at 27 if you're looking to really, really punt the position. Jose Rojas of the Angels is $2,400 versus Garcia. He's not a bad punt as well if you're going all the way down here. Third base position for you here. You got Machado, who went deep already on Tuesday night. He's 57 versus Scott Kazmir. I usually don't stack a lot of Padres. Really good spot with Scott Kazmir taking the bump for the Gigantes. So Machado at 57, someone to keep an eye on there. Chris Bryant, 53 versus Vinny V. I don't mind some Rafael Devers at 51. Tywon Walker, I'm just not a big fan of what we've seen from him of late. So a guy like Rafael Devers at 51 checks the box. Kyle Seager at 49 if you're fading Cole Irvin is in play as well. I mentioned Eduardo Escobar at 47. You got Nolan Arenado at 46 versus the lefty Brett Anderson. Austin Riley already went deep for his 30th time this year on Tuesday night. He's 44 versus Merrill Kelly. Good spot there. Bregman had Tuesday off. He's only 44 versus Junk. Third base is loaded, absolutely loaded up in this range. Josh Rojas had the day off on Tuesday. He's 41 versus Brett Anderson. You know, he didn't. He let off on Tuesday. Never mind. He's 41 versus Ian Anderson, not Brett Anderson. So he's in play. Evan Longoria is 41 versus Vinny V. Tons and tons of basically, who are you stacking and get their counterpart here is what it comes down to, unless you just want some one-offs, guys like Riley and Bregman to save some cash is what I'd be looking at. But it's a loaded position. Lots of great pieces of stacks in this spot. Jack Mayfield for the Angels took Urquidy deep on Tuesday. He's 24 versus Garcia. And again, Matt Duffy's only 2K. He was 2K on Monday. He's second base, third base eligible, 2K versus Ryan. If you're stacking the Cubs, that's a phenomenal savings right there. Shortstop position, Tatis is 63. Really good spot versus Kazmir. It's a lot of money. Probably prefer using that money elsewhere, but really good spot there for Kazmir. I mean, for Tatis versus Kazmir. B-Cross, 5,900 versus Vinny V. At that point, you pay for Tatis, but Crawford's been crushing, so I don't hate it if you want to go there. Bogaerts had a big Tuesday night. He's 5K versus Tywon Walker. Correa keeps hitting, $4,700. Really good price point there. Good piece of your Astros stack. You got Story and Coors. Corey Seager's only 4,300 in Coors. That's a great value versus Herman Marquez. Willie Adames at 38. He's back facing Miles Mikolas. So that's a good look for you. Gleyber Torres at 33, like we talked about being too cheap. Edmundo Sosa is only 26 versus Brett Anderson. I like that one quite a bit if you're looking to save at the shortstop position. And that's probably the last piece for now. Outfields on this 10-game slate, got Tatis. Harper's still 61 in a great play. You got Betts and Coors. Starling Marte, Mitch Haniger versus the lefty. Jordan at 54 is a really good look there versus Junk. I got Chris Bryant. Aaron Judge went deep on Tuesday's 52 versus Hearn. That's a really good play as well. So some studs up top here. I keep going back to Harper. He's just a machine. But Judge, Haniger, Alvarez, really good looks above the 5K range. Going below 5K, Lamont Wade Jr. hitting cleanup for the Gigantes at the 46 hundo. That's taking quite the price. But Adam Duvall at 44 is a good play. Kyle Tucker went deep again on Tuesday night. He's 44. That was 27th of the year. Tyler O'Neill continues to be a very, very productive offensive player. He's $4,300 versus Brett Anderson, so I'm in for that. Some other guys down here in the low 4K. Giancarlo's only 43. That's too cheap. He went deep on Tuesday. Really good value because I always say like Judge is technically the better player, but they're like very similar to me. Like, so take the $1,000 savings to Stanton and enjoy it. Joey Gallo went deep on Tuesday. He's 41 versus Hearn. So the Yankees will be a very popular stack again and very affordable once again. Thank you, DraftKings. You got McCutchen at 38 versus a very hittable lefty. Don't mind that one bit. Some other ones, Brandon Nimmo, probably not tonight. Ian Happ, though, 34. Again, if you're not using Joe Ryan, Good price tag for Ian Happ. Jared Kelenic at 34. Don't hate that as well. Ortega's 33 for Chicago. He stole a bag, scored a run, did some damage on Tuesday night. You got Austin Hayes and Santander against Wheeler. Probably not going there. Just go around. Going below the 3K range now. Eddie Rosario is still $2,900, one of the better values on this slate. Gavin Lux is down to 28. That's a phenomenal value as well. Harrison Bader's only 27 versus Anderson. That's a really strong value. If Steven Duggar cracks the Giants lineup, he's only 27 versus Vinny V, so a nice cheaper piece of the Giants action for you. I mentioned, no, I did mention him. Again, Matt Vierling's 25 for Philly if you're going all in on Philly. Sam Hilliard, if for some reason you're fading Buehler, he's 25. That's not the worst thing you can do. Chad Pinder, it's not a lefty, but he's 25. If you're looking for a little bit of savings, I'd probably go some other spots, but he's there. Luke Rayleigh got the start for the Dodgers on Tuesday. Keep an eye on that. He's 23 versus Marquez. He got a knock, at least one knock, if not two, so that's intriguing. Brett Marsh has been leading off for the Angels a lot lately. He's 2,200 versus Garcia. Jose Siri's up to 21. He got a $100 price bump, first junk, so keep him in mind. It sucked he wasn't leading off on Tuesday, but still a good value with Jose Siri. So lots and lots to like on a 10-game slate, as you'd expect. Recapping your pitching real quick, for me, it's Wheeler, Buehler, Kluber, Joe Ryan. That's the four I want. If you want to get a value play with Irvin, sure, but it's pretty much Wheeler, Buehler, Kluber, Ryan. That's where I'm looking to go. Stacking things up, give me some Philadelphia Phillies versus Keegan Aiken. Big fan of that. Yankees versus Hearn is much, much in play. Minnesota Chicago is interesting. I prefer the Minnesota side versus Hendricks, but I could see some Chicago action. Milwaukee and St. Louis is very, very much in play because Mikolas is a pitch-to-contact guy. Brett Anderson's Brett Anderson. So Milwaukee-St. Louis isn't bad. You got Coors Field for sure. Houston's definitely in play versus Junk. Atlanta is in play versus Merrill Kelly. And then you got the Giants late-night hammer and the Padres versus Kazmir. So lots of offense on this slate. If I had to narrow it down, give me the Giants because Kazmir will be a bullpen game. So give me the Giants. It's hard to keep fading Atlanta. Give me Milwaukee versus Mikolas and give me Philadelphia. That's how I narrow it down, but you can make cases for a lot of spots on this slate. So if you have any questions, hit me up on Twitter at BDentric. Join us in the Fantasy DGens Discord. It's free, asking questions in there. Also, give a rate and review on iTunes for MLB DFS Quick Hits and Bench with Bubba. If you're into golf, the Ryder Cups this week and the always pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse recorded on Tuesday, previewing the Ryder Cup from a DFS perspective. So go check that out. Also, go check out prizepicks.com. Use promo code Bubba for a first-time deposit match up to $100. But that'll do it, folks. 10-game slate in the books. I'll be back to you guys on Thursday with some more DFS action. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits here Wednesday, September 22nd edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.